For some people, hiking is all about discovering new places, but you need to know where you're going. Step by step, one hiker turned author has taken it upon himself to make sure those looking to escape in the Berkshires know where to go. And I went with him. Mount Greylock State Reservation is one of the Berkshires' hiking meccas. It boasts the tallest point in Massachusetts at 3,491 feet and has recently been cast as the home of a wizarding school in the fictional world of Harry Potter.
I mean, Greylock is a magic place. And if you happen to be up there when the clouds are thick, it's not hard to imagine that there were things going on you couldn't quite see.
Although he's not a big Harry Potter fan, Lauren Stevens does have something in common with J.K. Rowling, the writer behind the blockbuster series. They're both authors. Stevens' latest book is 50 Hikes in the Berkshire Hills.
These are specifically day hikes, so there's nothing in here longer than about 11 or 12 miles.
The book plots out paths that pass waterfalls and scenic vistas. Despite the book's title and being listed number 50, Stevens' favorite hike is actually in neighboring Franklin County. It's called Dunbar Brook.
Idyllic little mountain stream that comes down, lots of little rocks that it ripples over. And it's given another dimension. I guess I'm always interested in that other dimension, because just to the north of it, the largest area of old growth forest in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, in southern New England for that matter. Big old spruce, big old hemlock, some not so big, but all old. and you have that feeling, you get a sense of being in a very special place.
Since Stevens walked all 50 hikes and then some, the book details each journey more than a map and pictures could, although both are well deployed in its pages. Stevens explains and refers to the additional nuances as the extras of a hike, such as the blueberries you would typically find on our journey of Rounds Rock Trail if conditions were a bit better.
You know, and there's some coming, but it's nothing the way it would usually be. Maybe if it had, you know, rained a little more.
Further down the trail is a quaint memorial to John Newcomb, feet away from the wreckage of his Cessna.
Airplane that was carrying newspapers up to Albany from New York City. And the pilot did not survive. His plane is, you can see it's a little bit of a metal frame, but originally the plane, it's sort of pieces of it have disappeared over the years, but originally it must have been made mostly of wood, which tells you something about how long ago it was, and right after World War II.
Hunters discovered Newcomb's body and the plane in December 1948, roughly 4 months after it crashed. In the book, Stevens makes sure to point out that the Appalachian Trail runs right through the Berkshires, while noting the region's celebrated theaters and museums. He says what makes hiking the Berkshires extra special are the remnants of an earlier life, such as a stone wall delineating farmland in what is now a forest, or the places where writers like Henry David Thoreau walked and drew inspiration.
It's not just hiking for hiking's sake, but it's the layers of that you add on to that I think make the Berkshires really a very special place.
Reporting from Mount Greylock State Reservation, I'm Jim Lavoulis at WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle.